Aval, in law amar shachar semincha, machzir no. So if you didn't say yalvi yavon shachar semincha, supposed to mariv, so then you need to repeat shmona esrei. The Knesset Gedola says that it's dafke if you realize before you daven musaf, but if you've already daven musaf, then you were yote b'di'evid because you mentioned yalvi yavo in musaf, and therefore you don't need to repeat shacharis. And therefore, so the Shiurei Bracha brings the Rashba who says that a Yachid really should go back even if he already daven Musaf, and that's what the Moraksia says. But Mikol Makom, Safik, so what does he say you should do? Make a Tznai, that if you're not Chayiv, so then you should, this should count as a Torah Sandava. But I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe a bunch of years ago, I'll have to check, but I think I heard Rabbi Ganak, I was there when Rabbi Ganak asked Rav Schechter about this that had happened to his daughter, and Rav Schechter said that she didn't have to repeat Shmona Esrei when she already daven Musaf, and he didn't say to do it Tefillas Nedava because it was a daughter, so it was different. But I have to check my notes. V'nizkar kodem shehischel modim omer b'makom shenizkar. If you realize before you start modim, so then you say Yalla v'yavo right then and there wherever you are. V'imlo nizkar achas shehischel modim. If you already started modim, nizkar kodem shesham tefilaso chozer l'ritzei. If you realize before you finish Shmona Esrei, then you go back to ritzei and say Yalla v'yavo there. V'imlo nizkar achas shesham tefilaso chozer rosh. If you already finished Shmona Esrei, so then you'd have to go back to the beginning. What does it mean to be mashum tefilaso? So the Mishnah Berurah says that it means that you finished Sim Shalom and you said Yulu Ratzon. So Yulu Ratzon is like the end of Shmona Esrei. So even if you haven't said Al Kana Tzor yet, Yulu Ratzon is the end of the Shmona Esrei, and Al Kana Tzor just counts as Tachanunim. But in Muragi Lomer Tachanunim Achar Tefilaso V'Nizkar Achar Sheishem Tefilaso Kodem Sheyakor Raglav Chozer L'Ritzei. If you always say Al Kana Tzor, so then that would then count as part of your tefila, and you would not need to go back unless you've already said the Yulu Ratzon at the end. If you're not sure if you said Yalla V'yavo or not, you don't have to go back. Was already discussed. So again, if you're a Suffolk, you don't have to go back. Why? Because, says the Mishnah Berurah, since there's always 30 days, there's never 30 days go by without saying Yalla V'yavo, then it's not a full chazakah that you didn't say Yalla V'yavo. But says the Mishnah Berurah, halacha, we're not okay like this. Rov Achronim say that if you're Suffolk, you really do need to go back and say it again, because mistama you daven like you do every day. So if you, it's just like we say by Akela Kaddish and Melcha Kaddish and stuff like that. If when you started Shmona Esrei, you said, I know I need to say Yalva, and then you're Suffolk whether you said it or not, so you probably said it. But if you didn't really have that beforehand, so then mistama you didn't say it. But it's very hard to know, and really depends how OCD you are on these type of things, like was the water hot, was it warm? You know, with kosher issues, like I don't know how hot it was. So, yeah, you really have to know.